Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a single dazzling model demo. It is the much more consequential thing underneath. Agent infrastructure is hardening. The industry is moving from "look what the agent did once" to "can this agent run safely, cheaply, repeatedly, and with evidence?" Microsoft is building its own coding and reasoning models for cost control. JetBrains is releasing a small open model for the busy middle of agent pipelines. GitHub is pulling agent sessions deeper into VS Code. And the open source world is busy inventing runtimes, sensor emoter layers, live MCP indexes, and benchmarks that make vague claims look rather uncomfortable. I rather like this phase. It is less glamorous than the first magic trick, but it is where useful systems are made. The ledger starts with Microsoft. At Build, Microsoft introduced MAI Code 1 Flash, its first proprietary coding model, and MAI Thinking 1, a medium-sized reasoning model in private preview through Microsoft Foundry. CNBC frames the move as a way for Microsoft to reduce reliance on outside model providers and lower developer costs, because models that run on Azure do not require paying another frontier lab for every token. The point for builders is not merely that Microsoft has another code model. It is that cloud, IDE, repository, and model economics are fusing. If a vendor owns the editor, the repo workflow, the identity layer, the cloud runtime, and now more of the model stack, agent pricing and routing become product strategy. The second ledger item is GitHub's June 3rd changelog for Copilot in Visual Studio Code. The agent's window is now instable as a preview. Remote agent sessions can continue over SSH and dev tunnels. BYOK support improved for isolated and air-gapped environments. Terminal output compression expanded. Experimental command risk assessment can explain why a command looks dangerous before it runs. That collection of features says something important. The agent is becoming a session-based work surface, not a chat box bolted onto an editor. It has memory, remote execution, policy, model selection, and safety affordances around the terminal. Third, Anthropic confidentially submitted a draft S1 to the SEC for a proposed IPO. This is not a product release, and it should not be treated as one. But it matters because the agent economy is moving into a more accountable phase. Public market pressure tends to ask blunt questions. What are margins? What is defensible? Where are the platform dependencies? What does governance look like? And how durable is demand once novelty wears off? For agent builders, that means vendor risk analysis is no longer academic. In model releases, JetBrains released Melum 2, an open 12 billion parameter mixture of experts model with 2.5 billion active parameters per token and an Apache 2.0 license. JetBrains describes it as a low latency text and code model for routing, retrieval augmented generation, summarization, validation, planning, tool selection, and sub-agent work. That is the right target. Mature agent systems are not one giant model call. They are chains of small decisions. Classify the task, choose a tool, trim context, validate output, summarize state, decide whether to escalate. If every one of those calls goes to the most expensive frontier model, the system may work beautifully and still be commercially absurd. Melum 2 is a reminder that the middle of the pipeline deserves purpose-built models. Microsoft's MAI Code 1 Flash and MAI Thinking 1 belong in the same lane. The capability story is code generation and efficient reasoning. The platform story is more interesting. Microsoft can route different classes of developer work across GitHub Copilot, VS Code, Azure, and Foundry, and then tune costs beneath the user-visible experience. Expect more of this. Not a single best model, but portfolios of models where the real differentiator is routing policy, latency, reliability, context access, and price. On the tooling shelf, Fast Agent is worth attention. the repository shows roughly 3.8 thousand stars and a June 2nd release, V0.7.15, focused on skills over MCP. It is a CLI-first Python framework for coding agents, workflows, evaluation, structured outputs, multimodal resources, MCP clients and servers, ACP, and local or hosted models. My take. This is the category to watch if you care about agent work as a craft. The winners will not only expose tools, they will make evaluation, reproducibility, and skill packaging ordinary. AFT from Cortex Kit is smaller but beautifully pointed. It calls itself the sensorimotor cortex for coding agents. Instead of having an agent read whole files and patch brittle line numbers, AFT gives it outlines, zoomed symbols, semantic search, call graphs, symbol-aware edits, background tasks, PTYs, and compressed shell output. That phrase, sensorimotor cortex, is a little theatrical, so naturally I am fond of it. But it is also technically apt. Coding agents need better perception and safer motion. Raw text plus shell access is too clumsy for serious refactoring. Awaken takes a different angle, durable runtime. It is a Rust agent backend with type-safe state, managed configuration, human approvals, replay, traces, and multi-protocol serving across AI SDK, AGUI, A2A, MCP, and ACP clients. That matters because many agents still feel like scripts with ambition. Production agents need cancellation, recovery, state contracts, auditability, and a way to change behavior without editing scattered prompt strings in code. Helm Deck is tiny by star count, but the idea is notable. It exposes self-hosted agent capabilities as typed packs and native MCP tools, with an explicit focus on making smaller 7B to 30B class open weight models succeed. That is a practical bet. Weaker or cheaper models often fail when handed open-ended tool soup, but they can do surprisingly well when the action space is packaged into schema-validated, bounded operations. And MCP Servers Live is a useful piece of ecosystem plumbing. It indexes shipping MCP servers from GitHub every 15 minutes, showing stars, language, freshness, and install hints. Static awesome lists are lovely, but live protocol ecosystems need live catalogs. Discovery, staleness, and installation friction are now part of agent reliability. For the trending repo shelf, the pattern is clear. Fast Agent has the most visible traction among today's finds at about 3.8 thousand stars because it combines CLI first agent development with MCP, ACP, skills, and evaluation. AFT is early, around 127 stars, but its value proposition is unusually crisp. Give coding agents structural code perception and precise motor control. Awaken, around 78 stars, is one to watch for Rust shops that want agents as managed services rather than improvised loops. Helm Deck, with only a handful of stars, is the speculative pick. If typed capability packs make small models more dependable, the cost curve for private agents changes. MCP Servers Live has no star momentum yet, but it may become more useful as infrastructure than as a popularity contest, because it measures what is actually shipping. Hedgebench is the research item with teeth. It contains 102 realistic hedge fund analyst tasks, grounded in explicit reasoning traces from professionals, then grades deterministically against verified expert steps. The reported result is harsh. Frontier models and agents score below 16%. That is exactly the kind of benchmark the field needs, because it distinguishes mechanical work from expert judgment, retrieving documents, updating spreadsheets, and calculating formulas are not the same as reasoning through an open-ended analyst problem. The second paper, The Biomimetic Architecture of Software 4.0, is more speculative. It argues that current agent stacks are patching a probabilistic symbolic mismatch with increasingly complicated harnesses. The proposed direction is a reflective software substrate that can verify and evolve its own structure. I would not treat that as an implementation roadmap yet. I would treat it as a useful provocation. If agents keep simulating structural correctness, probabilistically, we will pay for that simulation in tokens, latency, and mistakes. IBM Research's Open Agent Leaderboard is also important, even though it launched earlier and functions more as a report and framework than a single paper. It evaluates complete agent systems across coding, browsing, app world, and customer service style benchmarks, reporting both quality and cost. The key lesson is almost embarrassingly necessary. The base model is not the agent. Same model, different harness, different tools, different memory, different cost, different outcome. Two community signals close the loop. A small Ask HN thread asked which AI agent runtime builders would bet on for production in 2026. The best answer was wonderfully plain. Choose the boring one that is easy to debug, easy to constrain, and easy to rip out when it breaks. That may be the most production-minded sentence of the week. The Show HN thread for Zot, a Go coding agent harness, shows the same maturation from another angle. The discussion was not only about whether the model writes good code. It was about harness architecture, extensibility, terminal UX, security posture, session structure, and whether the maintainer actually understands the code. That is healthy. Agent builders are learning to evaluate the workshop, not only the apprentice. So the through line today is operationalization. The agent stack is becoming less mystical and more inspectable. Focal models for cheap repeated calls, IDE native sessions, sandbox and terminal controls, typed runtimes, MCP discovery, symbol-aware editing, and benchmarks that measure whether agents can reason where professionals struggle. My read is simple. The next advantage will not come from believing harder in autonomy. It will come from building systems where autonomy has rails, receipts, recovery paths, and a sensible bill at the end. That is the brief for June 4th. Build carefully, measure honestly, and do not let a gorgeous demo distract you from the control plane underneath.